Okay, so we are here today on Friday. What did we figure out it was? It was the 18th. Friday, September 18th, 2009. So, just to start off with, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us where you were born and when?
I'm Evelyn Forsberg, and I was born on a farm near Harrington, Kansas on August the 25th, 1925.
And did you grow up there?
Well, I grew up most of my years in that area, not at the same place I was born, but across the road.
Uh-huh.
And then I lived up closer to Harrington for a year.
Okay.
And started high school there. And then we moved north of Wilsey, and I lived there till I got through high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then then we moved back up towards Harrington, and I lived there until I got married in 1947, September the 24th, which is almost here.
Oh, wow.
And then I've always lived in the Burdick community.
Okay. Okay, great. So, what throughout your life, what religious or church organizations have you participated in?
I've only gone to the Catholic Church.
Okay.
My father was a Catholic, my mother was a Methodist, but we were raised Catholics.
Okay. So having those two churches in your household, what was that experience like?
My mother did not go to church then at all,
mm-hmm.
and she helped us kids with our catechism and taught us to be Catholics.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so what are some of your earliest memories of church or religion? Or?
Well, I didn't start, since Dad was the one that took his kids to church, I didn't start going to church till I was about 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to, every Saturday afternoon, we had to go to catechism and learn all about the church and about God. And then when I was 9 years old, I received my first communion.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was 13, I was confirmed and became a member of the church.
Okay. So do you know much about the founding or the early days of the church that you went to?
Well, I went to Harrington at that time, and the church was built in 1909, I understand. And my grandparents were probably some of the first people that went to church there.
Wow, wow. So, can you talk a little bit about just kind of the daily experience of going to church there? How often you went to church? Just some of the most memorable things about church.
Well, we went to church every Sunday, regardless.
Mm-hmm.
And I always sat, Dad and my two older brothers, that's who all went at first, and my two younger brothers later. And we always sat with my dad's father, my grandpa, and the rest of our relatives always sat in the far back corner of the church, but we sat about halfway up. And then I got to know most of the people in church, and we didn't go, of course, we went to catechism every Saturday, and so then got to know those kids. Then when you was confirmed, you quit going to a catechism, and that was about the size, but we didn't mm-hmm. go to anything else at church.
Mm-hmm. So what was catechism like? Did you like it?
I guess. It's been so
yeah.
long ago.
Yeah.
But I know we studied our lessons. We had a chapter every, a lesson every Saturday. And my mother would always make us study it on Saturday morning, so we'd know it Saturday afternoon at 2:00.
Yeah.
And the priest, which was an old gentleman from Ireland, Father Fitzgerald, and we would meet usually, because they had a school at that time, Catholic school. We'd meet in the school, and he would call each class up and have them ask them the questions, and you better know the answers.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a nice old priest. We all liked him.
So did you went to school at the Catholic
no,
school?
No, we went to the little country school where Naoma went.
Oh, all right, mm-hmm. all right. So as far as, we won't be focusing a lot on theology or anything, because mm-hmm. it's not really the purpose of the oral history, but was there something about the religion itself that, you know, you really liked, or was it one of those things where, you know, it was just what your family did, or, you know, as you were learning about it, was there something that really, you know, you really liked about what you were learning?
I really liked the Catholic Church,
mm-hmm.
because it's the oldest Christian church in the world,
mm-hmm.
because the apostles started it. And so I was always impressed with being a Catholic.
Because of just the history of it as well? Yes. And you probably learned a lot about the history in church.
Not too much, really. Oh, you didn't? We didn't. Mm-hmm. I don't. If we went to the school, we would have. But yeah. When we didn't go to the school, we didn't.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay. So what kind of activities were going on at the church? I mean, as far as, like, was there a youth group that you were a part of?
No, they didn't have those at that time.
Okay.
All they had really was the ladies had a ladies' aid, and the, they called it Alder Society, and the men had Knights of Columbus, and they had meetings, but they had nothing for the children at that time.
Okay. So talk a little bit about, you know, of what you remember of some of the people who went to church. Were there any interesting characters that you know kind of stick in your mind, or was there somebody that you just knew to avoid at all costs or something like that?
No, I can't think. My grandfather Shump was quite a character. he was a rough old man, to tell the truth, but I mean, he couldn't be bothered with us grandchildren. He'd come out to our place and play cards, him and his second wife. And he didn't want his kids around bothering him at all. And then my grandmother Shump was just an old, she came from Germany when she was 9 or 10 years old. And so she was still kind of old country style. And when you went to her house, you sat on a chair and you didn't talk.
So, can you expand on that as far as, you know, how, just some of your relatives and how you interacted with them, with your family? Were, you know, you close with extended family, or?
Pretty much. We associated with my dad's sisters, mainly. He had two sisters. One lived in Harrington, one lived on the farm. And we went back and forth and visited with them a lot. And, of course, they were Catholic. And neither one of them married a Catholic. But they raised their children to be Catholics. And when I was in my freshman year, my folks moved down by Wilsey, and so I stayed with my aunt till school was out in Harrington. And of course, she was said her rosary every night and was religious, but I don't know. We associated with some of Dad's brothers, but not like we did his sisters.
Sure. So how did people in the church kind of relate to each other? Was it a really close knit kind of closed off group, or you know how did the church kind of function within the community?
I don't know about when I was a child, but down here I've been going in 1972, I started going to church in Council Grove. And the church there, then the kids they go to church, they don't have a catechism, they have church school. And they either go on Wednesday night, or the high school kids, I think, go on Sunday. And then they have card parties, and at least we did have. Because I've helped with them several times, but I don't know. Since I live out so far, I don't do have much action with what's going on.
Sure.
And but they do things with the community and everything. Especially when we had Father O'Borney there, he was very active. He went to different meetings that the town had and everything. In fact, he was so well liked that when they moved him to McPherson. The mayor of Council Grove wrote to the bishop and wanted him not to move him.
So
you know he was well liked, and she was not a Catholic. The mayor wasn't.
So you know
he was well liked in the community. And we've had several priests since then, and I've been going to Harrington about half the time or better anymore since it's so much closer. So I don't know this priest as well as I did the ones we've had before.
Sure. So how long did you go to the church in Council Grove?
Well, I'm still going from 1972.
I just
don't go every Sunday there. Sure. I go, but I still have my membership there.
Okay. Can you tell me more about that church?
Well, we had, it was in 1880 something. I can't remember whether it was. It was in the middle or 80s, I think, or 87 maybe, but 1800, that they built a little rock church.
Mm-hmm.
And we were still going in that until 1995 when we built a new church.
Mm-hmm.
And the little church is still there, and we call it a chapel, and they have little special services there. And but our big church is really nice, and we have a crucifix in the very front of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the crucifix is made out of a walnut tree that grew on our parking lot, and it was carved by a man of our church
mm-hmm.
belongs. And
it's native stone, it's beautiful.
Yes, and our church is very beautiful, I think. And it has it has classrooms for the kids, and it has a little waiting room that has windows in, so they can take the little kids in there if they're
mm-hmm.
noisy,
yeah.
and they can still hear and see
oh,
the
wow.
service.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we have Catholic Church is the only one that does. We have our confessional,
oh, uh-huh.
where we have a little room where you go in and tell your sins to the priest, and he tells you what you have to do for atonement and
mm-hmm.
forgive you your sins. And then you can go to communion.
Yeah.
And so, and I don't know, they serve lunches for when anyone passes away or anything. They have serve lunches for them. And I know they help with the thrift store.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, they're active in a lot of things.
Okay. So what about the one in Harrington then?
Well, I don't know much about
mm-hmm.
it, but I know they have the community they have their hall there where they have things too going
mm-hmm.
on. So
okay, so I guess I covered that. So what kind of relations did you know either growing up or now does your church have with some of the other religious organizations in town?
Well, I don't know. I know when Father Borning's here, they did things together.
Mm-hmm.
But right offhand right now, I don't know because, as
yeah.
I said, I've been going on Sunday, but I haven't interacted because
yeah.
I'm old. And and then I just don't like to drive that much either.
Sure, sure, absolutely. Do you remember anything, you know, at the church when you were younger? Was there a lot of community events that the
no.
church participated in?
No, they didn't at that time.
Yeah, yeah.
After, what was it, in the 50s when they had the second thing? Vatican, yes.
Mm-hmm.
They had changed a lot.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
see, before that, the women never went in the church without a hat on.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the 70s, we started wearing pantsuits or slacks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most everybody wears jeans.
Yeah, yeah. So, can you expand on that? I mean, you know, what was church like for you, you know, personally
before the Vatican?
Yeah, yeah.
Second Vatican. Well, it was different because we did not sing like we sing with the choir. The choir sang. Nobody
mm-hmm.
else sang.
Yeah.
And you didn't do anything, and it was all in Latin. So you had your little prayer book, and you could read along, so you know what he was saying.
Yeah.
But it was so much different and so much stricter
mm-hmm.
at that time.
Yeah, yeah. Was that something, you know, as a child that, you know, you just
took it because
yeah,
you knew
cause
it was just there.
Yeah, it was it was just what your family was doing
mm-hmm.
and things like that. So once, you know, during that change, did you start to maybe, you know, learn more about religion? I mean, just from, were you still doing catechism at that time? Or?
No, I was in my 20s.
Okay, okay.
I kind of liked it where you did participate and take part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And now see that the priest isn't the only one that gives communion anymore. We have ministers,
mm-hmm.
communion ministers that help.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, sometimes I think I'd like to hear it in Latin once more.
Yeah, yeah, that's interesting. Just
mm-hmm.
kind of for
mm-hmm.
nostalgia, if anything, right?
Yeah.
Do you like, though, that it's kind of more relaxed? It's maybe more accessible to people?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
And then, see, we have the also, peace be with you when we shake hands in
mm-hmm.
church, and Before, you weren't even supposed to whisper in church.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a bit more welcoming, probably, yes. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I know we've talked a little bit about this, but have you participated in, like, or does the church even offer, like, educational programs, Bible studies, things
yes,
like that?
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. And one winter I did go to uh-huh. it at night, but they still have them, but I just don't go. I don't mm-hmm. drive at night either. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, did you like the Bible study? Was that something you were interested
yes.
in?
Yes, it was very interesting.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what kind of stuff did they? I mean, from what you remember, did they talk about?
Well, I was trying to think. I do know one thing that stuck in my mind was that a day for God could be 1,000 years.
Hmm. Yeah.
And they talked about things like that. But that's been probably 15, 20 years ago, so I don't sure. remember much about it.
Sure, yeah. So what, how does your religion or your spirituality or faith or whatever you'd like to call it, how does it affect your day-to-day life?
Well, I get up every morning and say a bunch of prayers mm-hmm. and read my Bible mm-hmm. before breakfast usually.
Yeah.
And then I pray for people all the time.
Yeah.
And ask God for helping with these grandchildren with all these grouchy problems.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she could tell you all about that. So how, I mean, with, at least in this area, with probably the Lutheran churches and the Methodist mm-hmm. churches kind of being, you know, maybe more predominant, mm-hmm. I mean, have you noticed how that's maybe, you know, how you, you know, just kind of...
Sets you apart.
Yeah, do you feel it sets you apart? I mean, how does that change how you function in, you
well,
know,
when I was
the
a
community?
Kid going to school, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were the only Catholic family in school. And we lived only a quarter of a mile, so we had to go home for dinner. I came back from school one day, and the girls that were my age, two of them was in my class, one was a year ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't play with me that day. They said, "We don't want nothing to do with you. You're a Catholic." But they got over it in a day or two.
I'm sure, yeah.
but you know, it makes you feel bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I haven't noticed here. I mean, people treat me just like they do. I mean, I think that first when Earl was going to marry me, because Earl was a Methodist,
mm-hmm.
and I think that some of the people was worried about it. But I always got along with his family and the mm-hmm. people here in Berwick.
Yeah, so tell me more about Earl as far as, you know, coming from the Methodist background. I mean, how did that, how did you deal with that with your relationship?
Earl didn't go to church when I married him. He was raised mm-hmm. a Methodist, but he never went to church. And
yeah.
I told him he'd go to church. I wanted him to go to church with me.
Yeah.
And maybe once in a while, like Easter or something, he'd
sure.
go with me. But no, and he wanted me to go ahead and raise my kids because
mm-hmm.
he took instructions before we was married and he promised that our children would be raised Catholic
mm-hmm.
and so he always helped me and thought that I got to church, especially when I got older and he got where he didn't have to work all the time. Why, he would go with me, but he wouldn't go to church. He went to the cafe and drank coffee while I was at church.
Sure.
And then after church, why we usually ate and then came home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So as far as I mean, maybe kind of explain how you went about, you know, mm-hmm. you know, raising your children mm-hmm. with the Catholic faith. What was mm-hmm. that like?
Well, they didn't go to catechism,
mm-hmm.
but they had a 2 weeks every summer, they had school, and I'd see that my kids went to that school, so they got to be First Communion, and we went to church, but when the roads were bad or anything, I didn't go. We
mm-hmm.
just didn't go. So we did not go every Sunday by any means like I did when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
but they were raised Catholics. But I'm sorry to say that only my youngest daughter is the one that goes to church all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And my son don't go to church. And my daughter in Oklahoma, she goes occasionally, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I didn't raise them very good.
So does it bother you that they don't yes. keep up with the faith? How do you deal with that? I mean, is that something that they kind of are like actually resisting, or just kind of lapsed?
Just lapsed.
Yeah.
And I know I would like to see all my grandkids raised Catholics, but I've got two that are. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So did they? I mean, do they have, you know? And they married into families that are other religions, or?
Well, yeah. Well, my daughter in Oklahoma married a Catholic, and then he died when he was 41 years old from a heart attack. And then the second husband she got, he doesn't go to church.
Mm-hmm.
And so she got where she don't go. And Jane, my youngest daughter, married a Catholic, but he up and left her 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
With the two kids to raise. So she is keeping the faith. And when this happened, by the priest was very, very good to her and mm-hmm. helped her through it. And then Dean, he married a girl, I don't know what, but then she joined the Lutheran church out here and had her kids go to church out there for a while till this confirmed, and then they all quit. None of them go to church, I don't guess. Oh, except the youngest boy. He goes. He's got a girlfriend that's a Catholic, and he's been going to the Catholic church with her. So I don't know. Maybe I can get him to be a Catholic.
There's still hope, right? So what has your throughout your life, you know, and even now, what is your relationship been with some of the church leaders, whether it be a priest or, you know, just someone within the organization?
I don't really have much to do with anything.
Mm-hmm.
The priest, quite a few years ago, we had a priest that came out to see me and visited me a couple times. He was mm-hmm. nice. And then when I was having a lot of back trouble, my daughter talked to a young priest, and he came out here and saw me once. But otherwise, priests never come to see me, so I really don't have much interaction with them.
Mm-hmm. What about when you were younger? Not even with catechism, or?
No, just when you used the catechism was it.
yeah, definitely. So are you involved in, I mean, or do you at least keep up with, like, news about the Catholic Church in general, or the kind of the religion? Well, looky there.
This came today.
Well, there you go. So, go ahead.
It's a Catholic newspaper. Comes from our diocese out of Wichita.
Okay.
And they used to come every week, but now they got with expenses where they are. It comes every other week. So mm-hmm. this was the week I got the paper, and they keep you informed on what the bishop wants and what the mm-hmm. pope says and everything.
Sure,
so
sure.
I keep up with it that way.
Okay. So what kind of, are there any particular issues that you're kind of interested in, or that you follow, or that you find interesting in the newspapers?
Oh, I don't know. I read through them, and mm-hmm. they usually have a Bible test in there to see how you know your Bible, and I like that real well.
Yeah, okay.
And then, of course, I am one that backs them on this abortion deal. I don't, mm-hmm. I say it's abortion. I disagree with my church on some things. I disagree that abortion should be completely undone. I think if a person is incest or raped, that you should be able to have an abortion. But, of course, that's not what the church teaches. But
sure. Are there other things that you disagree
yes,
with the church?
Yes, I think that the way the times are now, that they need to let the priests get married.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we would be able to get more priests. And they would know more family life, how to talk to the parents about their children and their marital problems.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one thing I disagree with, too.
Yeah.
But I don't know if there's anything else, but those two things, especially.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Are there other, like, more political issues that you are kind of interested in, is that you may agree with the church on?
I don't pay attention to who they say I can vote for. They don't really tell you politically who you can vote for, but they will mention a certain candidate might have this or that mm-hmm. against them, but they do not tell you who has to vote. But I go by the person I'm voting for.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what about also politics kind of within the church as well? Just, you know, issues that may come up, maybe, you know, within the religious organization?
Well, I don't think I've ever ran across any.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how do you feel, I know you're, you know, not quite as involved with the local church anymore, but maybe, you know, on a broader scale, how do you feel the future of your church is maybe heading? You know, since you've been with the church, you know, your entire life, do you have an idea of, you know, some of the things that the church can maybe anticipate for the future, or?
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of people think that we should have women priests.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm old-fashioned. I don't believe in women being priests.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd probably be a big issue. And then
sure.
I think this marriage issue will be big, too,
mm-hmm.
in the future. But I don't know what else will be.
Yeah, yeah. Do you feel that that the church is maybe heading in the right direction, or in any direction?
I think they're dragging their feet.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't think. As long as we keep getting old popes, we're not going to get things changed, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, and I think that could be said for a lot of different organizations too. Yeah. Do you feel that the church is growing at all, especially in a small town like this?
Well, I don't know about here, but Council Grove has got a big church. I mean, Council Grove is small, you
mm-hmm.
know that.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a big big attendance, and the people seem to really work at the church.
Mm-hmm.
And I do belong to the Alder Society, but I do not go, but I pay my dues.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to help them some when I was younger, but I don't anymore.
Sure. So kind of looking back on your, you know, life within the Catholic Church, are there some really good experiences that you've had that you know, maybe your best experience with the Catholic Church, or anything that sticks in your mind?
No, I can't think of anything.
Yeah, a worst experience?
The worst experience I had, we had a priest at Harrington years ago, and I had missed church. And of course, when I went into confession, I told him I had missed church. And he said, well, if you can't come all the time, you don't need to come at all. And so for then, that's when I quit and started going to Council Grove.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then this same priest, when my brother, just older than I, had a heart attack and had been in the hospital. And then he hadn't been out of the hospital. Well, he had his heart attack the last of June, and my dad had one in September 15th, I believe. No, he died September 15th. In August, my father had a heart attack and was in the hospital. And my I told the nurse I wanted the priest to come up because Dad was bad.
Mm-hmm.
And she called the priest, and he said, well, he thought it was my brother, see. So he wasn't going to come. And she said, well, no, it's not. And he said, oh, it's old Mr. Shump? And she said, yes. And he said, well, I'll come up then. And so I wasn't very happy.
Oh.
See, this is that same priest.
Yeah.
So I was never happy with him. So I was glad when they got rid of him. But by that time, I had started going to Council Grove.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I forgot my train of thought. Has there ever been a time that you've maybe doubted the church or doubted your faith, where you've maybe, you know, had questions, things like that?
No. I've always had my faith.
Mm-hmm.
I've always believed in my church.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever, Have there ever been maybe conflicts? Like you mentioned earlier, how you there are some things that you disagree with on the church's stance, and since the church is, you know, since the Catholic Church makes very clear statements on a lot of things, have there ever been conflicts with that in a more political sense or maybe your daily life?
No.
Yeah. Let's see, what, I guess, when you were younger, what were some of the things that you really liked about church? Like, was there a particular service or something about church that you really liked?
No, I can't think of anything in particular.
Mm-hmm.
I always liked the Bible readings.
Yeah, yeah.
And I liked the singing. If it wasn't Latin, I liked music.
Yeah, yeah. How has that changed throughout the years in the church? Because I know that some churches, maybe not the Catholic Church, but you know they incorporate music a lot more. They do more modern things mm-hmm. with music. Have you noticed any of that?
Well, we lots of times will have other instruments besides the piano or organ
yeah.
playing.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first started playing guitar, I thought that's kind of odd. But
yeah,
but
yeah.
we don't usually do that. Only. Well, like for a Christmas, they do, and to play other instruments with it. But we always sing about four songs at church, I believe,
mm-hmm.
during a Mass.
Yeah.
And when you sing with it, why, you enjoy it more.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even if I can't carry a tune.
Oh, that's not the point. Come on.
No, we had one priest said, I want you all to sing. He said, I don't care how it sounds. He said, God gave you your voice, give it back to him.
Very good, very good. All right, so let's see, I guess what I'd like to ask you about is when kind of when you were younger and going to church on a daily basis, or not a daily basis,
weekly.
I'm sorry, weekly basis. Was there, how did you, interact, since you did go to a public school? I mean, you mentioned the mm-hmm. one incident where, you know, you had some, mm-hmm. some friends who wouldn't want to
yeah.
play with you. Were there other parts of, you know, your church that kind of came into, you know, a daily basis, especially since you were probably in the minority as far as your school was concerned, right?
Yeah. No, that's the only incident I could remember that ever
mm-hmm.
happened.
Yeah.
And so even on up in high school and stuff, I never had any. When I went to Harrington, of course, there was a lot of Catholic kids there. But then when I went to Wilsey to school, why, I don't think those there was any Catholic kids besides us, my brother and I.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but nothing was ever said about religion.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about some of the... some of the rituals or maybe coming of age rites that would go on in your church, something, you know, or even, you know, your marriage, which would have, you know, which was a Catholic service, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, when we went to communion, of course, it was the kids that went to church school there. Had first communion with us, and of course we didn't know them, so we got to meet them then. But and then same thing with confirmation, and then of course when we had confirmation, why the bishop came, and he would question us, and then they had this service to
mm-hmm.
confirm you.
Yeah.
And then when I was getting married, Earl, as I said, took some instructions, and we could at that time. If you were marrying a Protestant, you could not get married in the church.
Mm-hmm.
So we got married in the rectory.
Okay.
And my brother and my cousin stood up for us. And then another brother and his fiancée went to the church, to the rectory to see us. And so that's all there was to it. I mean, he just read the things and pronounced us married.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, was there a bit of controversy, the fact that you weren't marrying someone
no.
who grew up in the Catholic Church?
No. No, as long as he went
mm-hmm.
several weeks and visited the priest on Sunday night, and he talked, but as I said, this was that old priest from Ireland, and he visited more than he talked about church to her, I'll tell
mm-hmm.
you that, but at least we got married.
Yeah, yeah. So, so what was it like having a priest who was... from, you know...
Ireland?
From Ireland, or not from the... You know, mm-hmm. someone who was foreign. Was that an interesting experience?
He was an interesting old man.
Mm-hmm.
He was a big man. And he, of course, talked with the burr, or whatever you want to call the Irish language. But we liked him real well.
Mm-hmm.
He was always pleasant to us.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't know your lesson. You had to take it over then.
Yeah, it's always been my experience that, especially in the Midwest, it seems like people are, especially children, are just fascinated by people who have different accents, or
mm-hmm.
someone who's from, you know, somewhere that's not Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always very interesting. Did you have a lot of people from, you know, outside the community who were involved in the church at all?
No, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what were the physical buildings like? I know that Catholic churches tend to be very, very beautiful. So
mm-hmm.
was that the case for the churches you attended?
Yes. Now, see, Harrington's still using their same church that they built in 1909.
Wow.
It's a beautiful red brick building.
Mm-hmm.
And they have redone the inside. But when this Vatican II took over, then they took out the big altar that we had in front, because the priest always stood with his back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have a little altar thing out in the front, and then they stand facing the people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was one big change. But yes, it's beautiful. And then, as I said, I went to the Council Grove. That's the only churches I've belonged to. But I have attended Catholic churches in Atchison and in Oklahoma and Texas and I don't know, some other places around,
mm-hmm.
Wichita and places too. But they're all pretty much the same, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, what was your experiences with some of the other churches?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that's different is most churches offer wine with their. We've always had just the bread,
mm-hmm.
a wafer.
Mm-hmm.
And the time I went to Atchison, they had goblet of wine that they offer you to drink out. No, you didn't have individual. They have
mm-hmm.
just a goblet, and then they wipe it off between each one. And I never took the wine. And now here at Council Grove, Harrington never does have wine as far as I know. But Council Grove has wine like at Christmas. And I don't know if they do some other time or not, maybe Easter,
mm-hmm.
or when we have confirmation, because we had confirmation not very long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then one stands on each side of the altar with a glass of wine,
mm-hmm.
and they offered it to you as you get your wafer, and then you go and get your
mm-hmm.
wine.
Okay.
So, and I just never take wine because I wasn't brought up that way, so I don't drink wine or anything else. Coffee's my strongest drink. So,
I think they should include that in the communion service. I think they should. I know you talked a little bit about some of the differences there, but for some of the churches that you attended that were outside of the state, was there anything particularly different with that, or was
no,
pretty uniform?
Yeah, mm-hmm. uniform.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I would imagine, were there any sort of, like, regional differences or something uniquely mm-hmm. Kansas about the ones here?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah, I would imagine it would probably depend on the denomination, depending mm-hmm. on if there would be a lot of regional influence
mm-hmm.
there. Is there anything else you'd like to add? I think I've kind of gone through most of my questions. If there's anything else you can remember or you'd like to say.
Mm-hmm. Just trying to think of something, but
words of wisdom, something.
Oh, gee. Well, I'll tell you, I never wanted to go to join a different church. I
mm-hmm.
always wanted to be a Catholic.
Yeah.
And I guess that's about the size of it, really.
All right. Well, yeah, unless you can think of anything else, I think that's about
mm-hmm.
it for me.
Mm-hmm. I can't think of anything else.
All right. Well, thank you so
much. I've told you some good and I've told you some bad. So.
Yeah, no, it's been very, very good. And I think it's just especially interesting to...
Uh-huh.
You know, with the Catholic Church and a very
mm-hmm. and
different
part. It goes rather what church you have, whether it's a priest or whether it's a preacher. You have good ones and you have some that aren't as good.
Exactly.
Some that are brilliant and some that aren't. And we had one priest for a while that had came from Burma.
Oh, uh-huh.
And if he talked slow, you could understand him. But then he'd get to talking, and he'd talk a little fast, and didn't know what his sermon was about.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was always going to tell you 3 points, but he never usually got beyond 2.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's a priest now in southeast Kansas somewhere.
Okay, okay. Very interesting.
Because they move him around pretty often.
Sure. Have you noticed, I mean, what kind of experiences your church has had with, like, the missionary work? I mean, because I would assume that was he over here with some sort of missionary program?
Well, I don't think he was a missionary.
Okay.
He had, there's a lot of foreign priests in the United States.
Yeah.
But I do know that they have several from, like, Burma and places like that. Mm-hmm. And people just have...
Yes, there's Vietnamese.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you just can't understand them, no matter if they are speaking English.
Yeah,
but they are just over here, I think, because we need priests.
Yeah. So, do you think? I mean, does it bother you the fact that they bring priests in and then they have a hard time kind of communicating with the church?
Well, yeah, it bothered me that I can't understand him. But but this priest that we had from Burma, everybody liked him real well. He was a friendly person.
Mm-hmm.
And he went out for community things. I know because I saw him when Council Grove had their River Walk 4th of July deal. Mm-hmm. He was there mixing with people, talking. So.
Okay, yeah.
So I think most of our priests usually do mix with things that are community ordered.
Was there anybody else other than the priest who was from Burma, or...?
Not that came from another country, no.
Yeah, okay.
So,
very interesting. All right, well, that's all I have, so thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, all right. Well, I hope you get along in your class real good.